New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Do you want to kick ass at any age? Yes, I said kick ass. You can.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Today we're going to be talking about that. Woo, woo. Now, Andrea, I know that you recently kicked ass, as you usually do. Tell us about your award. I was so excited to hear about that.
Oh my gosh. I was so shocked. I was at ShiftCon on the weekend, which is an amazing blogging conference held in California. And they had an award ceremony, and I was up for two awards, and I won the Shifter of the Year award, which is really someone who's making a difference, who's shifting things. And yeah, I was really honored and surprised, and yet I accepted it with grace. So that was like a big thing for me, because, you know, just knowing that being honored for something that I love to do. And like my husband said, I posted it on Facebook and my husband's like, honey, you just got an award for being you. So that was really fun. Aww. And I was very, very grateful. Really. It was a vote from my peers. So I was very grateful.
Oh, that is fantastic and so well deserved. Well, if you didn't see it on my social media, which you couldn't miss it. I mean, I posted about this more than I used to post selfies. I was on the Howard Stern wrap-up show, which was like the thrill of my life. I was talking about my upcoming book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, and I was also helping the guys on the staff get healthy. The exciting thing today, Andrea, some nice guy named Todd on Twitter actually told me how to listen to it on demand if you have the SiriusXM app. And I didn't know. People kept asking. I'm like, no, I don't know where to get it. And this guy's like, hey, just, you know, here's what you do. And that was so much fun. So I just re-listened it today. And I had such a good time. So that was pretty
amazing.
Cool. Something I never imagined would happen. And joining us now is a woman who always kicks ass with kindness and love and helping people. And she's a true giver, #TrueGiver. That is her thing. It is Dr. Joyce Knutson. We call her Dr. Joyce. Hello there, lovely lady.
Hello. Thank you so much for such a nice intro. And congratulations on your award.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Dr. Joyce, any big things happened for you lately?
You know, something really big has happened for me, and I've never been more excited about anything in my life. It's called the IITTI, and what it is cell phone learning. And I'm the senior advisor now for cell phone learning, and it is all over the world, and it is now in mostly every state. And what it is people go on their cell phone and they get a video, and it's all about empathy, and it's me, you know, self-awareness, all the things that I'm all talking about all the time. And people don't have those, what they call soft skills. So now I'm the senior advisor for the soft skill thing that is all over the world, and I'm very excited about that.
That is amazing.
Oh, that is so cool. I just have a quick question. So you're saying that you'll be talking about kindness and empathy, and people can watch this. How does it work? Like, I want to see this.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. I give you a link, and it's a way to tie learning into your pocketbook, because for every person that signs on, and I have hundreds now, for every person that signs on, you get $1, because you have to pay $5 for each video. And it gets spread out, you know, to whoever it is, you know, like the board gets $1, the inventor of it got $1. It's really kind of, that isn't why you do it, but it's a way to tie continuous learning to your wallet a little bit at a time.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. Well, Joyce, if people don't know who you are, all they have to do is go on social media. I mean, you have such a huge following. You've built this incredible network. And I think why you're so popular is you make it about them, right? And that's something that I've been learning. I've been getting a lot more followers by being more engaging with people and leaving, you know, certain subjects not on there, which I learned the hard way. But, you know, sometimes I have a hard head, but I have given in. And I think it's so great. So what advice do you have for people when they're, you know, trying to build their presence? And because that's something you're so good at.
Well, you know, Lisa, I think, I don't know for sure. You'd have to tell me. But I think people that go on Twitter learn from me by what I do.
Yes.
Not necessarily what I say, but what I do. And what I do is exactly what you asked in the question. It's because they make it about them. you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about Joyce. They care about what you can do for them right now, sort of like a child thing. And so building a presence, if people would only realize that if they would just engage with the people and if they would just be themselves like Andrea is, like all of the three of us, I know we're all really good people and I know that we're all givers. And so what I do is I always ask myself the question when I'm putting a tweet up, is this about me? Or is this something that can help somebody else? Now, certainly you are on a show. That's important. So you want to let people know. But it's the way you let people know, not you, but anybody. So I had the opportunity to be on the Howard Stern show. Take a look.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's exactly what you do. And so you ask yourself, did I word this? And it's in the wording. Did I word this? And I really do this. I ask myself, is this about me? Are people going to get sick of me? Or is there something I'm doing that maybe they might be interested in? Now, just today, I put up the IITTI link so that if somebody wants to do it, I certainly have the people to do it. But there's a real big caveat to wanting to have a lot of followers, and that is that brands call you, and they say, we'll give you $100 if you'll tweet this out. And so the PayPal just keeps growing because people want to go out to a million, and now it's 1,200,000. So it's a lot of people to go out to. So when you put the radio show on there, how would you have put the radio show on? This is a good, really good example. How would you have done this show today on Twitter?
Oh, you're asking me?
What would you say?
I think I did.
You already
put this show out today. Yeah, I did. Let me get my tweet up right here, as a matter of fact.
We're not on the show yet. So how?
No,
do we
I
put
said
it
so excited to be doing a special taping of Naturally Savvy Radio today with two shows. The first is with Allie Katz, and I put some motherhood mindfulness. The second is with Joyce Knutson, How to Kick Ass at Any Age. We'll tweet when they are ready.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. But when you go to put it up, instead of saying, you could say so excited. That's fine. But don't say go to hear Dr. Joyce because they won't. You know, if you tell somebody what to do, did you like being told what to do when you were a kid?
No.
Nobody likes being told what to do, so I don't tell them what to do. And that's my advice for social life.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, now let's get back to kicking ass at any age in everything we're doing. A lot of times in our society, people kind of feel like, well, if you're over 60 or 70 or whatever age it is these days, you should just be like needlepoint and, you know, just retire and hang out. And how do we, we got to keep going. I mean, I don't think I ever want to retire. So talk to us about your life, your situation, and how to encourage other people, no matter what age they are, to just, you know, get involved in their passions and keep it up.
Well, without passion, why live? I mean, passion is why we are here.
Totally.
To be excited about things, to have fun, to have experiences. So I love kicking ass, and I always find ways to kick ass. And I'm not the only one that kicks ass. I mean, in Florida, a 9-year-old competed a 24-hour obstacle course where she raced 36 miles, swam 5 miles, and overcame 25 obstacles and had to climb under barbed wire. And she kicked ass. She's only 9.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have so many client stories, you know, like single moms kick ass. A lot of single moms kick ass. And they do that. There's a woman named Emma Johnson. You could look her up on Google. She wrote a book called The Kick-Ass Single Mom. And she took a fair stance for removing the shame and the stigma around motherhood pressure and the power that we have. So it's really kind of exciting. And at the age of 71, I wrote a book called Refusing to Quit. And in one of the stories, there was a story about Frida, who at age 92, she still works at the wholesale produce company she founded in the 60s. And she's compared with Julia's child as a different type of thing. But she has no plans for retirement. And she boasts that she's really 18, and that's how she feels. So it's really, there's everybody's kicking ass. And I think without kicking ass, why are we here? I mean, I kicked ass from when I was a little girl. Is that what you want me to tell you as far as my story?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I came from a family of 9, Vicky, Ricky, Terry, Donnie, Larry, Kenny, me. I always wondered why I was spelled Joyce, because it was like, not in the equation of everyone else in my family. But after when I was about 10 years old, my mother started having other babies, and I was the mother. So I learned to kick ass. I was the mother. I had to make these children grow up, help them, feed them, diaper them, do everything with them. And, you know, people look at me a lot of times and they think, oh, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. I was born with nothing. I didn't have anything. But I decided at the age of when I evaluated myself, when I finally left home at 21, I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to do some examining of who Joyce is. So I did. First of all, I looked up a lot of words I've been called all my life in the dictionary, and it wasn't true, things that people have said to me. I didn't have four eyes, even though I was called that a lot. And I, thanks to you, Lisa, that may change. But I've just, I've always kicked ass. I've always, if I do something, I do it big time, like with Twitter and the social sites. Now I'm a social site manager for lots of people.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I think that's a good kick-ass story.
I think so, too. It also
I probably overwhelmed you with my kicking ass.
I think that's amazing.
Well, I just think you have to kick ass, and you just have to do it in a nice way. You have to be a sweet kick-asser.
Sweet kick-asser.
Sweet kick-asser.
I think that should be, yeah. We should hashtag that with True Giver. Sweet kick-asser.
And my hashtag
I love
True Givers with an S. Somebody else got the True Giver one. And I have the True Giver Revolution. Yeah. So,
oh, good. Yeah, I like that one.
Great. Yeah. So yes. I just wanted to start a revolution on Twitter, too. When I go to my Twitter, I don't want garbage there. So I want everybody to be somebody that is a nice person, a giver, or somebody that you can call if you need something. Just a great thing. And it's turning out to be that way. I mean, our friendship came from being on Twitter. So there's so many things about the social sites that are so wonderful. I don't understand the people that say it's a waste of time. Do you get that?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I do. Yeah. I know people who won't do social media at all. And I think they're missing out because I think there are some negative things to it. But if you focus on the positive and you create friendships, like, for example, I'm so glad that you and Beth Frades, MD, have connected. She's fantastic. And I see you
Isn't
two interacting
she?
A lot. And I love that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Andrea, we have to have her on. She's a lifestyle MD, and she teaches at Harvard, and she's just so upbeat and has such great information.
And real, so real. Yes. I mean, she will email me and just if she thinks I'm having a bad day and just say, you're wonderful and I love you. It's like, I mean, just a wonderful friend that I want to meet. Kind of like you guys.
It is great. Oh, well, we will at some point. You know, Joyce, one of the things that you focused on in your career is self-esteem. And I think for a lot of people, part of their not feeling like they can kick ass sweetly is because they don't have high self-esteem or any self-esteem. Now, you came from, like you said, nothing, and you were called names and you had a tough upbringing, but you overcame. So what advice do you have for people who feel like they're just stuck because of their past or even because of their present?
Well, when you're a child, it's hard to not listen to your parents and say, oh, no, that's not true. But what I, like I said, when I was 21, I evaluated myself, and I learned how to have a good self-worth. I learned to love myself, because if you don't love yourself, then you are absolutely right, Lisa, that you cannot love another person. And unfortunately, the statistics, as somebody that does what I do in this image consulting impression field, I can tell you that only 2% to 5% of people in this world have a healthy self-esteem. And that's so sad. And that's why people can't kick ass. So you're right about that.
They don't even kick their own ass to do something.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to kick your own ass first. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Now, do you still do the image consulting in terms of helping people with this?
Well, not so much beauty. That's something I started out doing with the makeup and all that kind of thing, stuff. I know how to do it. But what I specialize in is helping people to go through a series of questions, tests, assessments to help them to get their self-esteem. Because you could, on these assessments, you can move up 2 points from where you are. And so if you keep taking them, I took them almost for 10 years every 6 months just to prove myself at the time I needed it.
Really?
And now nothing and no one could hurt me because I'm self-actualized. I've reached the top of my field. I've reached the top of whatever I decide to do because I'm a kick-asser. And that's how you, with self-esteem, they're missing
like
out. They're missing out on so much, you guys. They really are.
Yeah, you know, what would you say about your life before social media? Because I was thinking about that, just how different it is. Sometimes I actually miss those days, like in my, you know, 20s. And then some days I'm like, I would not want to go back to that. I think it just depends, because I do think it's a wonderful thing. But what do you think about that? And how has your life changed because of social media, which I'm sure it has tremendously because of your presence and your following?
Well, the obvious one is making friends like you guys, making friends like
yes.
Beth. People are inviting me to come to their states, let me pay you to come here. It's kind of like, it's so exciting and so much opportunity, so many people are wanting me to do things. Just to give you a great example, I had trouble with my website for like 4 months. I didn't know what to do. I put it on Twitter. Can anyone help me with this website? I may have to take it down and go out of business because I don't have a website. And this guy named Alpha Omega 24, his name is Alex, came through and said, I'll do it for you and don't worry about the money. And this guy from France who doesn't speak English, and I from the United States in Tennessee yet, who doesn't speak French, did a beautiful website together in 7 months. It's been 7 months we've been going back. People say, how can you have done that? Because he doesn't speak English and you don't speak French. Well, email translates. There's all this
That's
translating.
Awesome.
So through email, I would get up every night almost at 3 o'clock in the morning to see what Alex has to show me. And it turns out he is a designer. He didn't even know it. He never did a website before.
Really?
This isn't what he does.
Oh.
Yeah, this isn't what
he
does for a living.
Help?
I think he does house
That's
furnishings
incredible.
Or some type of, I'm finding out from, I don't even know in all this time what he actually does, because he does electrical, he does all kinds of things like that. But he's a brilliant designer, brilliant. Oh. And he told me, just for your audience's sake, that even though other people would charge $10,000, you know what they cost for websites.
Oh, sure.
He said anybody that hears from that note that I sent to him, he'll take the website they have and make it gorgeous with all the graphics and everything for $500. I mean, the guy is a prince. He's a
That's
prince.
Amazing.
He will call. He always is offering me something. Joyce, we should do this for the website. I'm going, what? You want to spend all this time to it? And then I had a problem with PowerPoint. He's, let me do them for you. Let me just see what I can do. And he sends you back this PowerPoint that you could die for. It's so beautiful. That's going to be on my selling site. So, I mean, what value is that? And then I've had so many people have me on their radio shows and a lot of local television shows. How could anyone think that the social sites aren't valuable? They really are.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's better after then for you. You know, like I said, sometimes I yearn for like the simpler times. But
right.
I know that for many people, this is. But then again, I mean, what I'm doing requires I need to have all the social sites. What about for you, Andrea? Do you ever like pine about the way it used to be?
No, not really. I kind of like, yeah, not really. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes. Looking at kids and stuff, I do. Like with teenagers and stuff, like they don't even look at each other. They're, you know, I think about my childhood or my teenagehood, which, you know, just hanging out with friends and not like constantly checking. You know what I mean? It was just different.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I do in certain things, but yeah, go ahead, Joyce.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any good to go back is all I wanted to say. We're not going that way. So
yeah,
going back
exactly.
doesn't do
That's
any
true.
Good. You know, a lot of people, they're still talking about the abuse when they were children and this and that and this and that. You know, I had all that. I don't want to talk about it. It's over. It's in the past. My parents are dead. Why would I besmirch their name now? And so I just feel like that's one of those things I say to myself, should I talk about it or should I not talk about it? And I don't talk about it if I think it's going to make somebody uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't look back. That's what I was trying to say when you were both talking about looking back and rethinking that type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Andrea, tell us about our fantastic sponsor, which makes this show possible. And their wonderful grass-fed stuff.
Yeah, Kura Nutrition. They make protein powders, and they have protein powders from whey protein from New Zealand, and they also have vegan protein powder. So without them, without Kura Nutrition, KuraNutrition.com, we wouldn't be able to do what we love so much and speak to such fantastic people like you, Dr. Joyce. So Thank you. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to you, Dr. Joyce, for being with us today and inspiring us as you always do. Love having you on the show. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal One. Thanks for listening, everyone, and continue to kick ass. Stay well.